Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time of the Clips of the Week now with our good friends at Tour Station. And Andy, would you care to kick us off?
Yes, I'd love to. We kick off with Alan Brazil on Breakfast, chatting about the singing legend on everyone's mind this week.
And life is like a pie.
8:52. Ed, that's better. God, about time you got something right. That, of course, Amy Winehouse with Back to Back.
Yes, of course.
You get that right, if you like.
A big hit, back to back.
That consecutive victories.
Exactly. Actually, it'd be fair to Alan, he is a big fan of Amy's, as he proves here.
Coming up, we're going to be joined by a brilliant British actor to discuss his new film, the Amy Winehouse biopic.
Yes, the great Amy Winehouse there. Fantastic, I don't know.
This is Danny Kelly on Trans Europe Express. We always thought that Gabby Agbon-Lahore's first name was Gabriel.
Yeah.
Alan Brazil is back all week on Breakfast starting tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. And he'll be alongside the former England striker Gabbagat Agbonlahor.
Oh, it's Gabbagat.
Gabbagat,
I never knew it was Gabbagat Agbonlahor. It's quite hard to say Gabbagat Agbonlahor, isn't it? That's why we call him Gabby, isn't it? Not Gabbagat. Here's Kane Reeves chatting to a guest on Overnight Show Extra Time.
I'm starting to think my wife may suffer from early stage Noah's syndrome because we've got three cats.
They breed like rabbits, cats, really.
Well, they breed like cats, really.
Yeah, I'd say that'd be more accurate.
More accurate, yeah.
Back to Alan Brazil. This time getting very excited about the upcoming football.
And it's a massive night. It is massive tonight in the Champions League. So let us now forget.
Oh, okay.
Let us new forget.
Barely had time to remember. Let us new forget. It sounds quite poetic, wasn't it? It was clearly going to go into a package of very exciting, which he's asked us to forget straight away for some reason. Alan was also chatting about the Arsenal manager this week.
Hoping to continue the fine form since January's winter break, when Mikel Arteta was famously fed a steak by celebrity chef Salt Bear.
Salt Bear.
Well, I think it is it Salt Bear. I don't think I want to be fed steak on a knife by Salt Bear, do you? Maybe he's not a real bear.
Or Salt Bear, not very thirst quenching.
I do love a Salt Bear, Ray. I'll drink the Salt Bear. What's next then?
Paul Ince now. It was great that Alan was on all week, wasn't it?
It was.
Paul Ince now, co-hosting on Drive and taking us back to his days at Old Trafford.
The hardest thing I thought, you know, was replacing Sir Alex Ferguson. I thought Mate Night was always going to be a poison challenge for the next man that came in.
What happened to the chalice?
The challenge from the palinge.
Yeah, what happened to that chalice? It's gone.
Ridiculous.
Alan Brazil also brought us some shock news earlier this week.
Clearly got very frustrated last night and he's ended up getting a red.
Everton fans have been deducted 2 points for a second breach of Premier League financial rules.
Yeah, they've turned on the fans.
It's very harsh on the fans.
How's that going to work? Does that mean they're
even less points?
You get relegated down the old fans league. What a great shame.
This is Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar discussing the Masters.
Well, it started today, the par 3 contest, right. But tomorrow it all kicks off.
It all kicks off. What time do they kick off?
Did you just burp?
I think he did, Jay. It sounds like he did, didn't it? He thought he got away with it.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
No chance.
And finally, Regular listeners will know that there's one TalkSport listener who will be delighted, or one TalkSport regular, should I say, who will be delighted to see the back of the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules and never have to mention them again on TalkSport.
Chief Executive Darren Eales says the club has to be compliant with the Premier League's profit and sustainability. They've been referred to an independent commission for alleged breaches of profit and sustainable rules in their accounts. Many clubs find themselves treading the profit sustainability line. What can we expect from Everton's appeal against the latest profit and sustainability?
it's mental.
Sometimes,
block.
Though, we've all been there. You get blind spot, don't you? You get a blind spot with a specific word.
Very much so.
And you can't then say it, can you?
It's true.
Yes. But, Andy.
Well, Alan had another crack at it this week, and, well, surely.
Surely.
Surely he got it right this time.
2 points for a second breach of Premier League financial rules. Profit and
financial rules would have been fine, but he thought, no, I'm going to have another crack at it. I'm definitely going to have another go, see if I can do it. So there we are. There was the clips of the week. We should thank Andrew Howe. You think it's Andrew Howe or Andrew Hoff?
Howe.
Okay, H-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, how? Okay.
sound like Fred Dynage there.
No, I did really.
David Clark, Roger in Durham, John McMahon, the Duke of Knutsford, Turtle Zed, Alan Jenkins, Ellis Piddock, Nick, Old Clumsy, Glyn Barrington and Ross Cheek. They all suggested clips that were played this week. So if you hear one in the next 7 days, please do send it in to us, as always, to talksport.com/8&J. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSH&J, T-S-H-A-N-D-J. As we always say, what we ideally need from you with the clip and why you think it's funny is a day and a time when it went out. Make it much easier for our team to pinpoint.
Yes.
And, yeah, if it's played, you will get a credit, as we always say. If you want to hear those clips again, they did a whole raft of previous clips. They're available as podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Just the TalkSport Hawksby and Jacobs clips of the week and the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon show, and indeed all recent shows are available as podcasts too. We do have the TalkSport Extra Apple podcasts, which are a kind of deep dive into Andy's crazy cuttings and a clips of the week sort of director's cut special with a different theme every month. They're free to try for a month. You get a month free trial. If you like them, they're $2.99 a month, only available on Apple Podcasts. And we've got a new one coming up fairly soon. But there's a whole number of those. It was about, sort of, what, 20-odd or those to listen to at your leisure as well.
Yeah. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.